Believe it or not, this gospel was actually the shorter form of today's gospel. Get used to it for the next couple of weeks, because we're going to get the long ones, or long gospel readings from the Gospel of John. They're excellent readings. Excellent. Really rich in spiritual and theological content. It's great preaching on these things. I love it. But some of the stuff that they left out in the shorter version, I'm going to have to explain, because a lot of my homily is based on the stuff they took out. So bear with me on this. Let's start with the woman. The woman walks to the well, and it's about noon, and she's by herself. It was very unusual for that time for anybody to go to a well at noon, because it was the hardest part of the day. The hottest part of the day. It was hard to labor during that time of day. She was there all by herself. And she was there by herself at noon when nobody else would be there, because she is isolated. She's lonely due to her sinful life. Sin has this habit of isolating us. One of the bad fruits of sin is that it breaks communion, not only with God, but with our neighbor. So because of her sinful life, she is all alone. Or at least she thinks she is. And in the loneliness, she constantly goes to this well. As Jesus points out, that when you go to this well, you have to keep coming back. That this well that you go to only quenches your thirst for a brief time, and then you're thirsty again. So this woman, in her loneliness and her isolation, is stuck in this vicious cycle of keep having to come back and back to this well that doesn't really truly satisfy her. She thinks she's alone, because this day is very unusual for her. As she goes to a well, there's somebody already there. It's Jesus. And at the beginning of this gospel, which again I left out, it says that Jesus must go to Samaria. He has to. He has to go to Samaria to show them his life with the Father. He has to show them what their destiny is, and he has to go to meet her. And you know what? He has to go to meet us as well. A must. Jesus is there first. He's there first before she arrives, which again tells us what of the primacy of grace, that God's action is always first in our conversion, first in our life, first in repentance. It's not you, but I who chose you. It's God who loved us first. So she meets him there, and Jesus starts talking and addressing the very depths of her heart. Do you want water where you'll never have to thirst again? He goes right to the deepest part of who we are. Deep down, we want eternal life. We really do, believe me, it's there. But our dilemma, our problem, is that it gets faded out. It gets blocked. We feed that desire for eternal life with finite things, where we have to go back to the well and drink again because they don't fully satisfy us. So think about it in your life. Place yourself in that woman. What are the things in your life that you have to keep going back to? Where do you have to keep going to the well to drink again? The well is a metaphor for those addictions, for those things where we constantly think that we need. It could be simple material things, or it could be deeper emotional things where we think we need it again and again. And we know it doesn't satisfy, but yet we still crave it. And we desire it over the eternal things. We desire it over God. And so Jesus addresses in her life one of those things that she needs. That, again, it's not in this gospel. It was cut out. But that this woman has had five husbands. She's supplanted that desire for eternity and that eternal love with other men. And Jesus calls her out on it, not to condemn her, but to save her from it, to show her that there's a better way. You are right, he says. You don't have a husband, but you have had five husbands, and the one you're with is not your husband. And so this woman has a choice now. She can say what many say today, unfortunately. I want to live my life according to my own will. It makes me feel good. I want to do it. Don't judge me. That's the way of the world. That's an option that she could have had. She could have said that to him. It's my life. I'm going to do whatever it is I want. It makes me happy. Or she can stop in her tracks. She can see the sin in front of her that Jesus points out. And she can then make the choice for that water that he's going to give. We know her choice because at the end of the gospel, which again got left out, it mentions that the bucket that she had, that she brought to the well, that she left it there at the well when she went back into town to tell everybody about Jesus. A little subtle hint that John gives that she's desiring this water that Jesus gives that will give her eternal life where she'll never have to thirst again. The church gives us these readings during Lent during a period called the Scrutinies. And during this period, it's a period geared to those who are going to be baptized, but it's also a reminder of our own baptism. And what the church envisions in these readings is that they want us to place ourselves in the person that Jesus is having a conversation with. So this week it's the woman, next week it's going to be the man born blind, and then the third week it's going to be Jesus with Martha and Mary. They want us to place ourselves in her shoes and imagine that Jesus is saying those words to us. So Jesus comes to us and says, you know, the water that I will give you, you'll never thirst again. That Jesus calls us out of love and out of conversion of our sins. And finally, Jesus gives us that choice where we can rebel against him. And we can say, this is my life, this is what I want to do. Or we can say, yes, Lord, I want the deepest part of my heart quenched. That desire for God and that desire for eternal life. And hopefully in faith that we make the choice for that. So as we continue during this period of Lent to ask ourselves sincerely, what are those things that we keep going back to? Whatever they are. Think about it, pray about it, and say, Lord, there's something I know that you want to give me that is greater, and I desire it. And last and most importantly, ask for it. May God bless you.